Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. So today we'll be talking about doing what you are good at. So when working out in the gym, doing what you excel at for the majority of the time, and then working on what you need to get better at. Before we start, I'm going to whip my whistle. Okay, I'm all energized and ready to go today. Beard's looking a little wild on this nice Monday morning. This morning started out well, other than last night. You guys may have known that the Steelers lost a heartbreaker. Since most of you guys are probably Patriots fans, you guys are probably overjoyed today. But I will move on with my life. It's just a game, and we'll be okay. So when working out, I've always talked about you should be able to move. So moving in all planes of motion and also the common movement patterns, which are, for reference, squat, hinging, walking, lunging, pressing and pulling, both vertical and horizontal. Now, what the capacity that you can do that at is going to differ for many people. I may be really great at squatting, but not so great at pressing or deadlifting. It feels really good when I do this, when I do heavy, but not so good when I do this heavy. For example, I really excel at going heavier bench. It feels good, it leaves me feeling good, whereas going really heavy deadlift can sometimes not feel as good, and some of that could be form. So maybe I have to spend more time working on the technique side of things instead of working on just pushing the weight the whole time. So you want to find out what you're good at and what, and if those things that you are good at, push the weight, push the volume a little bit while you work on the other things that you're not feeling as comfortable with, whether that be unloaded just the pattern or loading it up minimally, or using assistant movement to get you into the right position. Another thing where this plays a lot of role in is injuries. So if I have a shoulder injury and I can horizontal push and pull, well, I want to do that, but I can't get up here. Okay, so maybe I'm not going to load that pattern overhead, but it doesn't mean I'm going to take that pattern away as long as I'm cleared by a doctor or PT. I'm going to try to still work into that range, because eventually if I don't, I'm going to lose it over time, and that can cause other problems down the road. So you want to still be able to work within that in a different capacity. So using overhead for an example, I may only do back to wall flexion. So getting tight, bringing the shoulder back. And that feels okay. It might be challenging up in this position. So maybe I'm going to hold in this position, and that's going to be the exercise. I'm going to learn to stabilize overhead unweighted. Great. I'm not going to just do that for my workout. Now I'm going to work my upper body in the areas that I, again, excel at, I can go heavy at. An example, the lower body. Squats might not feel great, but I feel fine doing step-ups. So maybe I'm going to do an assisted squat. Maybe it's a TRX assisted squat or a doorknob squat. Maybe a goblet squat light where it feels good. And then I'm going to do the step-up that I feel good loading. For some reason, unilateral feels better than bilateral. That might be you. Or maybe no knee movements feel great, but I can do them with my body weight, and I need to learn to stabilize, so I'm going to work. I'm going to excel in the hip hinge, so whether that's the deadlift, the RDL, hip thrust, glute bridges, that's where your focus is then going to be. So really find where you excel. Don't always push through what doesn't feel good, but work within the area that feels good for your capacity. And that is today. So if you guys have questions or comments, please leave them down below. Any specific examples that you may be kind of wondering about, I'm happy to read that through and comment on with my thoughts. And as always, please check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com, where I have all the latest articles I've been working on. And I will see you guys next week. Enjoy the nice frigid morning. Bye.